We will praise you, Lord, with every breath that we take. We will praise you, Lord, this promise we make. When eternity ends, we'll start over again. Even then, we will praise you, Lord. We will praise you, Lord, with every breath that we take. We will praise you, Lord, this promise we make. When eternity ends, we'll stand over again. Even then, we will praise you, Lord. We will praise you, Lord, with every breath that we take. We will praise you, Lord, this promise we make. When eternity ends, we'll start over again. Even then, we will praise you, Lord. Somebody lift your hands. I will praise you, Lord, with every breath that I take. I will praise you, Lord, this promise I make. When eternity ends, I'll start over again. Even then, I will praise you, Lord. Even then, we will praise you, Lord. What a way to wake up with a vow in our lips, with a vow to praise him no matter what, to praise him no matter what. That where the power of the Most High lies. When you say, I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I want you to praise him this morning. That is your greatest level of prayer. The praise prayer, the worship prayer, the adoration prayer. That keep from the Vigos Ibragalis of Vinaya. You will not believe. You will not believe. This is the fourth day of this glorious month. But we have no choice but to accept the plan of the Father. What a blessing to be alive, to see the day that the Lord has made. The first 3 days is gone. Thank God we invested into it. It's a glorious day today as we begin every day with praise. Guess what follows? When you begin every day with praise from the secret place, his power is unleashed. People are looking for power everywhere. It is the thing that the Father himself wants to bestow upon those who know how to praise him. Can you wave your hand this morning? I want you to tell your body, this body belongs to the Lord. My goodness, when you wake up, your body shouldn't tell you, well, I'm not in the mood right now, I'm not so, I'm still half alive, half sleeping. No, no, no. Force your body to do what it got to do. You are a spirit, you have a soul living in this container called the body. The moment you begin to discover the power of praising the Father, you will not allow anything stop you. You're not the one that wait till on Sunday to go to church and let the choir people sing. No, no, no. You are a praiser yourself. For every praiser will experience the raising of the Father. Every praiser will experience the raising of the Father. And this fourth day of this glorious month, we've come to praise him. We've come to give him thanks. We've come to honor him from the secret place. It is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that when you offer your praise on the altar of grace, Ikradosa Fimatunde Likrezo, you have access to dominion. That's why Lakira Taziko Tonike, those who learn to praise God will forever remain in dominion. I welcome you this morning to the Daily Dominion Devotion. What a day. What a day we've been studying about the Messiah, because it's our month of the Messiah, a month of manifestations. Once you begin to praise God, you will see manifestations as you ought to. And there are those who think they can do it by their hard work. They can do it by their labor. They can do it another way. But brothers and sisters, congratulations for those of you who have made up your mind to do it the Bible way. There is an instruction book given to you and I. And this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want to quickly go in to the Bible as we look at our devotion for today that guarantees dominion. When you know the Messiah to the level and dimension you ought to know him, people know all kinds of things. The only thing they don't know, there are even Christians who know more about the devil than they know more about the Messiah. It's a very big tragedy, a very terrible tragedy to know more about witches, know more about demons, know more about forces of darkness than you know your Messiah. You will not believe how many Christians walk on the streets without knowing. They have no knowledge of who the Messiah is. And because they don't know, they live in darkness. But that's not our portion in the name of Jesus. This morning, I want you to read with me Luke chapter 8. We're reading from the New Living Translation. Luke chapter 8, in the name that's above every name, if you understand what we've taught all these years, the number four is the number of establishment. When you are established in Christ, when you are established in the Messiah, you are no longer moved. You are not shaken. You are the one that wakes up every day saying, I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. We're not moved by what we hear. Hallelujah. We are not moved by what we see. Hallelujah. You see, when you are full of the Messiah, you are no longer moved by what you hear. You are no longer moved by what the doctor is saying. You are no longer moved by what the television is showing you. You are not moved by the warfare of the devil, because you know the secret and you know who is in charge. You are completely established, established in the Messiah. Let's read together. Luke chapter 8 from the New Living Translation. We're reading verse 22. Very interesting story. Luke 8:22. Let's read together as we have the morning devotion today to build the entire weekend. You can build the entire weekend on this revelation. We're studying about the Messiah. You see, the first day we're told how Andrew found the Messiah, and he began to tell the whole world, we found the Messiah, we found the Messiah. Because if you don't know who we talk to, some people think we're just talking to God. Who is God? I don't know. I think God is in heaven. No, sir. No, sir. Because once you don't know who you are communicating with, you can be confused. You can be moved by anything that moves you. But when you know that you know that the devil knows, you now know who the Messiah is, your excitement will not come because of money. Your excitement will not come because you got another property. Your excitement will not come because you are excited 24/7 because the Messiah lives in your house. Brothers and sisters, this is what we are moved by. Let's read together. Luke 8:22. Our time runs quickly because when you worship, he is here. He is here, and before you know it, are you in Luke chapter 8, verse 22, New Living Translation, NLT, let's go. It said one day, Luke 8:22, NLT, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. That's all I came to announce this morning. Get ready. We're going to the other side. In the name of Jesus, there is what is called the other side of the lake. Jesus said, that's the Messiah. He said, you've lived in this other side of pain, torture, trouble, anger, hatred, stagnation, no progress, no testimony. He said, one day, and today is not your day. Jesus said, it was not them who prayed. It was Jesus, the Messiah, who said, let's cross. Let's cross to the other side. Let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and started out. Verse 23, as they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake. The boat was filling with water, and they were in real danger. They were in real danger. Can you imagine how stubborn the devil can be? Jesus was in this boat. Jesus had set a goal. We are going to the other side. And he waited until Jesus settled in with all his disciples. That's when the devil said, they will not get to the other side. They will not get to the other side. That is what is going on in Ukraine. That's what is going on now along the nations, that you and I hear about. But here's something that the Holy Spirit wants you and I to know as war is breaking out, as more killing is taking place, and as Satan is strategizing with his children. China is planning to upset the world. Hear me and hear me well while we're reading this. It said the boat was filling with water. That was 23 of Luke 8. And they were in real danger. Have you ever been in real danger? Listen to verse 24. The disciples went and woke him up. Notice they didn't call their relations. Notice they didn't panic. Notice they didn't begin to call on God. Listen to what they did. Verse 24, the disciples went and woke him up. Who do you wake up when there is real danger? Who do you wake up? Because can you smell what is coming? Brothers and sisters, the next 3 months, the next 4 months, and I hate to be a bearer of negative news, but to prepare you as we study the Messiah, because you've got to know this before what's about breaking out. The Bible said in verse 24 of Luke chapter 8, New Living Translation, the disciples went and woke him up. Who do you wake up when you are in trouble? Who do you wake up? Listen, the disciples went and woke him, a real person. There's nothing like, let's pray, that people will tell you, I've been praying for 40 years. I've been praying about this case for 30 years. I've been praying about this same matter for, as if God is wicked and God is deaf. Listen, the disciples went and woke him up because he's the one that said, let us go to the other side. It was him that came up with the idea. It was him who said, I will manifest myself. Who do you wake up when evil happen around you? Who do you go around telling everybody, including your enemies and your haters? That's why you don't the disciples went and woke him up, shouting. They were shouting, Master, 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 we are going to drown. We are going to drown. You have read this in the King James Version. It says, carest thou not that we perish? Master, Master, we are going to drown. When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. Suddenly, the storm stopped and all was calm. Oh my goodness. Read verse 25 with me. Verse 25. Then he asked them, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Brothers and sisters, hear this. And I want to ask you to take this question with you for the rest of the journey. The journey of this year. We paid the tithes of this year. We took the pain to do the 37 to 40 days. We paid the tithes. We just finished the tithe of the month of March. Brothers and sisters, here is the secret that Christians who don't know this will wake up abnormal every morning. They will wake up frustrated every morning. And because you and I have been granted total dominion, the question he asked them after everything was said and done is, where is your faith? Where is your faith, brothers and sisters? That will be the determining factor as to how you live your life on the earth. All he asked them, with all the hell that went on, you didn't talk about the devil, you didn't talk about the issue, you didn't talk, is the where is your faith? I came to ask you this morning, sister, where is your faith? Where is your faith, brother? Brother, where is your... That's all he asked. It's necessary for you to ask that every day of your life. Where truly is my faith? Is it in the church? Is my faith in the pastor? Is my faith in the church building? Because that's why people go to church. They come and say, I build a massive building, very big building. Where is your faith? Because they saw that they were drowning. They saw that they were going down. Thank God they woke him up. They didn't wake up anybody else. Once you know the Messiah, you are shielded. There are five things I want you to write down as we pray throughout this weekend. Remember, we are told between now and March the 15th, divine intervention prayers continue till tomorrow. But who are we praying to? Where is your faith is the question. When you are in trouble, that's what you ask yourself. Anytime you hear any bad news, anytime the doctors tell you any negative news, anytime you get any letter from the pit of hell, anytime you hear a gossip, anytime you hear a satanic voice, ask yourself, Mark Jones, where is your faith? Because nothing happens until you know where your faith is. I've met people, and I continue to meet people. Guess what? The problem is, number one, they don't have faith. Number two, their faith is in themselves. Number three, those who don't have faith in themselves, they have faith in their friends. They have faith in their work. Where they work, they promise them, when you retire, we will give you this. Number four, those who have a wrong definition of faith. Wrong definition of faith. And number five, there are those who have faith in their 401k. 401k. They say, when I retire, I have saved some money. I've built two houses in my country, and I've built another one in Chicago. I have one in Texas. Brothers and sisters, where is your faith? That's why in this month of the Messiah, look at what happened to these guys. They were disciples. These are not followers. These are not people who follow Jesus for miracles. The Bible said, Jesus said, let us cross over to the other side. I tell you, the war has broken out. The war is on. And you know, mad people, they like it when they do one damage and they see everybody is keeping quiet, everybody is afraid, they proceed to do another one. Remember, Herod did that to the church? Listen, I've been sent this morning to ask you, where is your faith? We've got to settle down before the war explodes. Trouble is cooking and brewing everywhere. The question is, for those of you who are not joining us to do the school of the Messiah, I beg of you to know that the devil is setting you up for disaster. You've got to know who you really believe. There's nothing like, I know God is in control. God is in control. Evil is bursting forth. Where is your faith? The Bible said the disciples were terrified and amazed. Verse 25, they were terrified and amazed. Who is this man? Can you imagine? They've been following him for years, but still, who is this man? Who is this man? I'm reading Luke 8:25. Who is this man? They ask each other. When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him. We are the only one that does not obey him. Remember, we read yesterday, he told them when they said, your father, mother, brother, sister outside waiting for you. He said, no. Obedience is thicker. Obedience is thicker than blood. Jesus told us that. But here's what I want you to do. As we continue this 40 days of radical fasting, as we continue, because if you just make noise without communicating, because noise making is not prayer. To shout, oh God, oh Lord, oh God, oh Lord, oh God, oh Lord, without making real communication, clear communication, they woke him up. When you are in trouble, who do you wake up? When you smell disaster, who do you wake up? Master, because they've given their life. They've trusted him with all their life. They've left everything to follow him. Here's the secret that Satan will not want you to focus on. Where is your faith? In your gun, in your money, in your property, in the church building, in the pastor, in the bishop. Where is your faith? It must be in the Messiah. It must be in the Messiah. And that's why when we wake up, we are not waking up to say, oh God, help us from the devil. Oh God, help. They know if they are able to contact the Messiah, this terrible tornado, this cyclone that has come, if we wake him up, Jesus asked them because he saw them panicking. He saw them shaking. Oh my God. Oh my God. Russia is killing everybody. Oh my God. Look at the ballistic missile. Oh my God. They said he's about to press the button. He's about to press nuclear weapon. He wants to wipe away the world. Now, if you don't settle this, we're going to be going into this timing of end time prophecies manifesting before our very eyes. It's a month of manifestation. And we're going to see all kinds of manifestation, brothers and sisters. But here is the grandmother of your faith. Where is your faith? In the nation? In the president? In the party you belong to? Oh no, I'm this and I'm that, I'm that. When you become a kingdomite, your faith, Jesus is asking now, you say, is that not a foolish question? Our faith is in you. He knew that they were with him, but their faith was not in him. And that's why he asked them, because they were panicking. This is it. We're all going to die. Everybody's going to die. I ask you this morning, where is your faith? Here are the five important truths to that question. Where is your faith? And this you need to ask yourself from now till June, because it will take your faith to sustain you from now till the month of June. We're going to go into details of this tonight in the School of Victory, because we have victory. We've been given victory. But the question that people never ask themselves is, where's my faith really? I never thought about that. Where's my faith when we pray? Where's your faith when we shout? Where's your faith when we fast? Where's your faith? What you are doing? Why do you do what you do? Where's your faith? Number one. Is the answer. No faith will work without placing it in the Messiah. Where's your faith? You don't need to think about it. In the Messiah. In the Messiah. He asked them, where's your faith? Not as if, where's your wallet? He knew that their faith was not in the Messiah because of how they were dancing around and the things they were saying out of their mouth. We're about to die. We're about to die. We're going to die. He said, where's your faith? Number one, your faith must be in the Messiah. Please write it down. This is not something you say, I'll listen to it later, because we are in a season of end time prophecy. And this we've been prepared for. Your faith must be in the Messiah. Number two, your faith must be in the ability of the Messiah. Not just, yeah, I know there's a Messiah. That's why we're focusing on that name, because the church has never studied on who the Messiah is. Is Jesus the Messiah? Is Jesus the Messiah? So number two, your faith must be in the ability of the Messiah. Listen to what they said. Who is this man really? Who exactly? You know, King James wants to say, what manner of man is this? But that is why you left out of, but yet they didn't know him. Get to know this before the war spreads, because it will. It will. Because the devil and his children have chosen to manifest. We're in the month of manifestation. And you and I must manifest, but you can't manifest without knowing the Messiah. Number three, not only should your faith be in the ability of the Messiah, your faith must be in the power of the Messiah. Russia is not powerful. Yes, Russia have ballistic missiles. They put them on TV, put them on Facebook, put them everywhere. But if you look at those ballistic missiles, because that's the current issue going on, nobody has more power than the Messiah. That's why when they woke him up, he rebuked the storm. You see what you're going through now? If you learn to put your faith in the Messiah, you learn to put your faith in the ability of the Messiah, you learn, number three, to put your faith in the power. Brothers and sisters, we're not serving an empty God. That's why when you just say, oh God, I know there is God, I know God will do something, it's nonsense. You have to know the Messiah. Because when you say, I know God will do something, I know there is a God in heaven, yeah, I put it in the hands of God. Which of them? Which of them? Which of them? Your faith must be in the Messiah. Your faith must be in the ability of the Messiah. Number three, your faith must be in the power of the Messiah. Number four, your faith. Because he asked them, where's your faith? Your faith must be Are you ready for this? In the dominion of the Messiah, because he is the owner of the heavens and the earth. He dominates everything. Yes, you can't see him. And then you don't hear the news. All we hear is the enemy of that end. Russia is bombarding. This is happening. Even sickness and disease, cancer, sugar, diabetes, and all this and that. Once you hear things like that, where's your faith? That's where you need the Messiah. Your faith must be in the dominion of the Messiah. Finally, this morning, this is so important in the name of Jesus. I hope you have all the five because you need this. They ask themselves, what kind of man is this? What? Because he was putting on the nature of a man and they never knew that this is the Messiah. They never knew this is the Messiah. If you've not replayed the teaching on how we understand the Messiah, where we use the acronym, the Messiah, to explain, please go listen to that teaching. If you're not on LifeSpring, you are missing a lot because these teachings are there. Not just say Messiah, Messiah. What does it mean? I don't know, but the bishop says no, no. Your faith must be in the dominion of the Messiah. And finally, number five, as we pray for the rest of this day, I don't want you to pray carnally and say, I've been praying, I don't know, I'm talking to God, it's as if God is not. No, no, no. We serve the real person, and his name is Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. That's right, you will be excited 24/7. Even when you see the skies falling down, you are not moved because your faith is in the Messiah who made the heavens and the earth, the owner. Parakusta varagadisa vira. Finally, number five. He asked them, where is your faith? Because he expected them to do something when evil stepped out. You know, there are people who are praying, oh God, help us, oh God, this war, oh God, please help Ukraine. But they have no faith in the one they are talking to. Number five is this. As you dedicate your time to meditating on these five key points, where is your faith? Ask yourself because we're going to see things that will shake the foundation. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every devil bow. Where is your faith? My faith is in the name of the Messiah. Jesus, the Messiah, brothers and sisters, that is a mouthful. Your faith must be in that name, Jesus, the Messiah. At the mentioning of that name, at the invoking of that name, my goodness, did you notice when you began to pray, as we pray divine intervention prayer, have you heard what is going on in Ukraine specifically and other places? God is thwarting the plan. God is thwarting the plan. Miracles are happening. But if we keep quiet, if we keep quiet, but you've got to have these five keys in your faith. Your faith must be in the name. Bishop, I feel that pain. I feel that attack. I see those demons. They can't touch you. He said, no weapon fashioned against you will prosper. This is a season of manifestation. We will not see. Do you see the manifestation? When they woke him up, master, even though they woke him up with an insult. Why don't you care that we are perishing? You are sleeping and taking a nap when we are drowning. They forgot that anywhere Jesus is. Lift your hands with me this morning and receive grace. I hope you have those five points, five keys. Where is my faith? Ask yourself when you are doubting and shaking and you hear something and you begin, ask yourself, catch yourself and say, my Jones, where's your faith? If Jesus is in the family, happy, happy, oh, happy, happy life, happy, happy day. When Jesus in the family, happy, happy, oh, happy, happy, oh. When Messiah in my family, happy, happy, oh, victory, victory, life, victory, victory day. Messiah in my family, happy, happy, oh, happy, happy day. With Messiah in my destiny, happy, happy life, happy, happy life, happy, happy life. With Messiah in my destiny, happy, happy home, happy, happy home. With Messiah in your destiny, grateful, grateful life, victory, victory life, victory, victory life. With Messiah in my destiny, happy, happy life, happy, happy life. As you continue to meditate all throughout today, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We will go deeper at 12. Join us as we break this down. Where is your faith? Ask your children. Ask your relations. Ask your, because if their faith is not in the Messiah, there's nothing in the destiny. It's going to be chaos and doubt and unbelief. But with Messiah in your destiny, victory is guaranteed. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Will you continue with me to sing that worship song? With Messiah in my destiny, worship him, because this is what keeps you balanced. Because you know there's a real person who went to a real cross and went to a real hell just to make sure that you don't need to go there. His name is Jesus the Messiah. Where is your faith? Celebrate him. I see you at 12.